Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Riff. God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in here on a rainy Wednesday in Houston. God bless you so much. We are logging into our Chat Tango account now, so you can actually chat with us. So I want you to be able to go back and forth with me on the online here and give me your input on what's going on in today's show and today's episode and stuff. We pray and believe that God is doing good things in your life. I hope you've been trying to tune into our programs. We have been bringing some good shows to you, bringing good guests and stuff. Today's guest is going to be Pastor Mike Salazar from Freedom International Church. I had the privilege of going to his church this past weekend, Labor Day weekend. We took in the service at his church, and it was a good service. It was pretty good. Enjoyed it. My cousins are part of that church, and actually he is married to my cousin, so my brother also does the children's church ministry, so my kids were excited about seeing their uncle there while we're visiting and stuff. It's just hard sometimes to get out to visit other churches and stuff, especially when you have things going on your own as far as like services and times and things like that. So there's other things that we have to get out there. It's important to have a network. It's important to have people that you're going to talk to, people that you're going to be sharing your visions and goal with. I mean, I think the whole idea of our Wednesday show, and I talked to Pastor Mike earlier about this, and that was just to give you what you need to do, what you need to do. Simple as that. To give you what you need to do, what you got to do. God always, if you have godly wants, then God's going to want you to get everything you want. Amen? So, I want you to think about that. I want you to put that in your heart, put that in your mind. Our email address is david@revmedianetwork.com. Again, that is david@revmedianetwork.com, or you can reach me on therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. Those are our websites. If you can visit our other websites as well, revministries.com. DavidYanisMinistries.com, KeepingMyMarriage.com. These are several websites that we're putting together, and they're going to be our anchor, which is Revelation Ministries. We're going to be changing that site, so that site's going to be down in the next couple of weeks. It should be down just for a couple of days till I get it tooled to where it needs to be. But we're changing and moving things around. We're believing one thing, and that is that God has given us our focus. Sometimes if you lose your focus, you can get real sporadic and be everywhere. So we have a real great deal with our server that we're using now on the internet and on our streaming and everything. So we're just trying to implement everything into that. Now, I'm very wary of putting everything in one basket. I sit and I think a lot. I don't know how many of y'all do that, but I do. I will sit and I will think about several things and just sit there and dwell on it. I'm quick to act on things when I have to, and I'm very, very spontaneous at times. But when I have to make decisions based on our internet or technical, I have to sit and really think about what we're trying to do. I can figure out things. I was joking with my wife earlier for lunch. We had lunch together, and I was laughing and saying, well, you know, I didn't mean to train myself as an IT or as a techie or whatever you want to call it, because I'm not really one. I don't call myself one, but it's sometimes when you're testing network connections and you're fixing things on the computers and you're putting things together on the hard drive, and you're actually getting into beyond just the processor part and the Windows part and the internet part on the computers, you turn and learn different skills and stuff and different terminology and learn what, you know, all this other stuff, and it's good that I can do that. But at the same time, it's important that you do whatever you can do. It's just important that whenever you're doing a ministry and you're getting things going, that you may not have a full staff. I mean, I have friends that are in ministry that have a huge staff. I have friends that are and brothers in Christ that I've known for a long time that are in a big organizations. I know ministries that are completely with only, you know, two people running the whole thing, a worldwide ministry. I know one of those. And I know other ministries that it's just they ask for and keep volunteers around. So my whole idea on this thing is that I believe that you have to be willing to do anything and any part. And we covered that yesterday on our show, and we covered it about having to make sure that you have the availability in your own heart and mind to just step with anything, not to walk away just because you're not seeing the results you want, or just because you're not seeing the things that you want to happen. I mean, you don't see the big growth of a church, or you don't see the music ministry where it needs to be. It doesn't give you the right to just jump out and walk away from that church. It doesn't give you the right to just judge it on that level. You need to judge it on where God has you to learn and where God has you to grow at. Now, I believe that a lot of us out here that are doing ministry need one more thing, and that's a prayerful life. And we're going to talk about that when Mike calls in at 2:15. We're going to talk about that and talk about what's going on with that. We're going to believe God to do great things in your life as well as in my life. And we're also going to pray for you. We're going to have Mike pray for you corporately, a corporate prayer that he can pray for you. We're going to ask him how his he had something going on Sunday night. It was his expo out there in Galveston, Texas, which is about 60, 65 miles outside of downtown Houston. It's off the coast of the Gulf of Mexico, and it is a beautiful place now that it's been repaired from the storm Ike. And he was out there on the Labor Day weekend and spent a couple of days and refreshing. And so we're going to get him fresh and ready and moving. And that's going to be a blessed thing. Just want to tell you, again, our announcement for this week. And this is our last week to make this announcement for a benefit and auction for Kylie Newberry, Lake Houston Marina, Saturday, September 12th. That's this coming Saturday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. 12-year-old Kylie was hit by a car while trying to cross 1960 near Roma Pizza. She is on the road to recovery, but needs a lot of medical care. Please come out and show your support. Activities include auction, silent auction, barbecue plates to go, cokes, cakes and pie. I'm pretty sure they'll have cokes, but cakes and pies, music, face painting, raffles. Come for the fun. For information or to make donations, please call 832-594-4944 or 281-852-5484. Again, those phone numbers are 832-594-4944 or 281-852-5484. This is a granddaughter of a member of my church, and I promise that I will get this on the air for her. And if she's listening, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And I want to tell everyone out there that if you have something you want on the air, just send it to us. And you can email it to me at david@revmedianetwork.com, or just attach it and send it to me, and I'll announce it on the air for you. If you have any announcements like that, we will get our host to put that in, or I'll make a quick commercial of it and include it between the shows. But if on my show, I will definitely announce it at 2:00. Between 2 and 5, I mean 2 and 3, and the next, and then that evening it replays again at 11 o'clock, so, and at 11 o'clock in the morning, so they'll have a chance to hear it three times on the air, and I'll make another announcement of this same thing, the same hour. But, my friends, we're going to talk about good things today. We're going to believe God's going to touch people's lives, and the other thing is, my friends, I want you to be encouraged. It's good to listen to the radio and to get things from, but one thing, I want you to be encouraged. I want you not to hold your head down, that's for sure. I want you to hold your head up high, because I guarantee right now that your Father in heaven, your Father, which is our God, is going to be able to touch anything in your life, anything in your mind, your spirit, your soul. God is able to touch. You know, things can be rebuilt. Things can be restored. But I really challenge you in your most difficult times not to get angry at God, but to get in prayer with God. Not to get angry at your spouse or your children, but to turn that anger and rage into a time to just get away and pray. I think it's a lot of time in my life, I've always had to sit down and pray for the next movement of God and the next move that I have to do in my ministry or in my own growth personally. And a lot of times, a lot of change has happened between different important times in my life. One was when I was getting out of the military. One was when I was deciding to join this ministry to go overseas and do missions work. Another was when I left that ministry, and another, again, when I started that church. So there's always certain seasons that you're going to have, different times where God was going to talk to you on different things. So you need to be willing, again, willing to let God do that and let God take you aside. If you don't put aside time just to pray, I mean, some people pray for 15 minutes every day. Some people pray for an hour. It doesn't matter how much you pray. I would definitely say at least 30 minutes to an hour. But it is important that you spend that time, quality time with God. Spend that few minutes just to sit and think and figure out right before you what you're going to do for the day, and to bless God with it and to make things happen. I'm going to play a quick commercial of our ministry, because we're not going to get a commercial till the end of the show, because we're going to be talking with Mike for about 40 minutes or so. So I'm going to play a quick commercial about my book, and I'll be right back. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limit of God's patience with you, so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and I'm just getting everything ready for our call-in. Pastor Mike will be calling in a few minutes. Prayingly, we'll get to get this show on the road with him. But yeah, I want you to encourage you, and we're going to ask Pastor Mike about some of that stuff. It's like there has to be a time that you get away and that you get in front of God, because it's important. It's important that you make yourself available at all times to hear the Spirit of God talk in your life. I know that we get time that we're at church. I know that we got time that when we're in between churches and stuff, and in between the midweek service and stuff, but there has to be time just you and God alone. It's beside your devotion time that you read your Bible. It is beside the time that you read books. It is a time that I'm always communing with God, and you have to have that mentality that you're always communing with God, that you're always in the Word of God, constantly in your mind, in your heart. Now, there's work that I do and things that I mess with that I'm constantly busy with that, but then in between things, and my mind's always steadily trying to put something in prayer to God. And we believe that every person out here that listens to our broadcast needs to be equipped with the power of God. Don't just take what I say and take it for what God means, but take the good message that I bring to you, and take the messages from everyone that's on the air. And I think everyone that broadcasts on my station would tell you the same thing. Get the truth for yourself. Open up the Bible. Set some time aside and pray to God, and believe that God will touch your life and make things happen for you. Amen. Amen. Well, my friends, don't see Pastor Mike giving us a call yet, so I'm going to have to break out some more notes for you and talk about some stuff that I've been reading and stuff. There was an article today, and I'm going to see if I can find it. Let me see if it's in my favorites or not. But if it's not, I just think that it's pretty... That we need to get this thing going. We need to get this ministry moving in different ways. We're going to call Pastor Pastor David Hope in a few minutes. If Pastor Mike don't call by 10 more minutes, we'll give him 10 more minutes. But I can talk about this. And the reason I talk about different things and stuff, and I go through a lot of different articles on this show for you, because I want to relate what's happening out there in the real world, in the real world, because we tend to not understand that we're in a point in our life that we have to make good decisions, that we have to make strong decisions to change things. I think an important prayer life, and there's a sermon or a show that I used to do, and it's called Plan, Pray, and Perform. And it's something that I really think that each of us have to figure out for ourselves. None of us want to just be in church and just taken in the service and not knowing where we're headed in our own spiritual walk with God. Now, those that are called to preach and minister, sometimes you're in a church and you're going to be sitting there for quite some time till God gets what he needs to get in you. Until I think a lot of times, and this is going to be something I'm going to tell you that I think, and I want to make sure that you understand that it's something that I think that happens and why we sit down. And that is the biggest thing nobody wants to do is submit. A lot of people don't like submitting themselves to those around them. And it's hard to. It is hard to just submit yourself to someone. I'm going to tell you from a person that has a lot of experience in having to submit to others, it's hard to sometimes. It is. It was very hard when I was younger. I think the younger you are, the harder it is. And if you don't nip that, if you don't take that problem that you might have, because it's a flaw. If you cannot submit to someone, there's a flaw in you somewhere that we got to fix. Remember my studies that I've been talking about in the exposing lies? I'm going to find the lie for submission. Even if I got to email Dr. Carl at the school, and I'm going to find out, Dr. Carlin at the school, I will find out for sure what's going on. I will find out for sure what's happening in that as far as his take on it and everything, because I think that a lot of us have to realize that submitting is one of the most important things in the Bible. The scriptures say, submit yourselves one to another. Now, the other thing is that the Word of God always will place a junior with a senior. In other words, Elijah with Elijah. So you have to be able to see there's always a training time, always a training period, always someone you have to walk with to learn. You all say, right now I can hear the argument, well, Jesus was a new way, and he had no one train him, but yet he submitted to John the Baptist for baptism. That was a form of submission, and he allowed him to baptize him. So there is going to be a time in your life where you have to submit. And I know that a lot of times when we're in services, in churches, in things, that we don't like that. We don't want to. It's hard to. When you're not the main preacher on things, it's hard to just step back and say, okay, that's cool. Because I tell you what, every man of God that I know wants to preach. Everyone's like waiting for them just to hand off the microphone and say, I got it. It's on. It's on. But the very true measurement of a person that is ready to be used by God is submission. Submission. The second is availability. I hope you're writing this stuff down. I hope that you're getting this together. Hey, I'm over my cold, so that's a good thing. I'm not coughing in your ear. I'm not making too much noise. And the second thing was availability, but we're not going to get into that right away. But it was prepare, plan, prepare, and perform. That is the three things that I want you to remember today. We're going to go plan, prepare, pray. Pray, plan, and prepare. Plan, pray, prepare. It don't come in a certain order. I mean, it can. I guess it can. But it doesn't come in a certain order. I think you have to pray, plan, and perform, not prepare. Excuse me. That is the order it's supposed to be in. I'm remembering a show that I did a while back. I don't have the notes in front of me, but it goes along with what we're trying to talk about. So I know that you can actually listen to it and actually get things going and figure this out. You have to pray. You have to plan. And then you have to perform the plan. Now you do your part and God will do his part. I know that God told me through prayer and through confirmation in several different ways that I would be a pastor in a church within a few years, and that I would actually have my own church. But at this time he had me become an associate pastor. Within a year to that prayer, that prophecy, and everything else, I took a position at my church. Something opened up where they needed someone to jump in, and I kind of just jumped in. And it was never said that I was an associate pastor or anything, but everyone regarded me as one as that, even the main pastor. So, and that was amazing. Now, it's not a paid position or anything like that, so it is completely yielded and completely voluntarily and completely just submitting to authority. And I think that the biggest thing for me in all my years was the first thing, was submitting and submitting and submitting. Because when you got ideas, visions, dreams, you're gonna want to get those things running and ruling and moving. But if you serve another man's ministry, I guarantee you, if you serve another person's work, another person's thing, you're sowing seeds for your ministry. You're sowing seeds for what you need to get done. So, and you're sowing that sweat equity that we talked about, the sweat equity that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. You're sowing that. So submission is a big part of making yourself ready to get the plan and making yourself ready to get the idea. The plan is that you do everything you can, that you're not hurting anyone, that you're not messing with anyone's minds or anything, that you're just basically putting things together and making a plan to get things. So I really know that God's calling me to help those that are brokenhearted, to help those to reconcile people through counseling, to reconcile people through marriage counseling and ministering to them and putting people back together, families, and restoring homes through that. So what I did was I put a website together. That's the last thing I did. But the very first thing I did was pray about it and pray and believe it and talk to a few people that knew me. Specifically, now what I'm telling you, what the show shows that we're talking about today and what we're trying to talk about is just trying to get our minds together. Trying to get our hearts together so that you will understand what it takes to build a ministry. That I know that you may even be going through it right now, or maybe it's on your heart, or maybe it's strongly impressed in you that you're supposed to start pastoring or you're supposed to start a church. Well, today's show is going to help you understand a little bit about that. It's going to help you understand what I did and what I put my stuff into and where we started to go and where it'll start to be happening. And we're going to call my pastor in a few minutes, and we're going to talk to him, and we're going to ask him to throw a few ideas and stuff, and it's going to be just off the shoe of things, so it's not going to off the cuff as he says it, and we're going to see how this just goes and happens. But when I needed to get this thing going, and I had to pray, I had to really pray, and what I did was I went and confirmed it with what I was getting in my heart, and then what I heard at a meeting, and when they were praying over me. And then the other thing was that I talked to other men of God that are in ministry, not particularly in the ministry that they were sending me to. And it threw me off because it's something I really didn't see myself doing. So I really didn't know how to react to it. I didn't know how to get into it, first of all. So I just kind of said, okay, well, if this is God, then I'm going to leave it alone and it's going to happen. Well, that's true to a point. It's very true to a point. But if you want to be truly in his ministry, then you're going to start to pursue it. You're going to start trying to make things happen around it. So I kind of sat back. And two things, okay? I visited my friend's church twice. And I had two different
And I tell you what, I don't know if you believe in the gifts of prophecy. Well, too bad. I'm going to tell you that they are real. They are real. The God will talk through you, through other anointed men of God. And the way you know it's true is it's not going to be out of anger, frustration, exposing, or dementing, or destroying. It's going to be out of love, it's going to bring out love, it's going to bring out growth, it's going to build, it's going to restore. That is true prophecy. So when they talked and said of several things, I'm sharing some personal things here, that I was going to be associate pastor at one of them. The first one was I was going to be doing marriage counseling and counseling and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, well, okay. I was kind of disappointed because I wanted to do something else in my heart. At no time did they say we're going to have a radio station. And then the other thing was they mentioned that we're going to, that the next time that I would be associate pastor, which I've always known I was going to pastor at some point in my life. I pastored before, even though I said, no, Lord, I don't want to get into it again. And even on the radio, I just didn't want to get into just being a show. I want to do more than just be a show. And right now we are doing more. We have our station and things are moving, and it's a blessed thing because how everything just worked together on it. So what do? Prayed about it, planned it out, and then start to perform it. Now that's all you can do in life when God gives you something. The scripture says that God will give the increase. That some sow, some till the ground, and then God adds the water, and others may reap what you just sowed. And souls and the ministry and stuff like that. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be extremely encouraged that God is working. God is working in your life. But there's things you have to do. There's things. Now, you may not have to go and run to go hear someone prophesy over you. I don't think that I totally agree with that, that you have to go and get people to prophesy with you to get your calling, because you can get that from God. It helps when other people see the gifts in you. And the way you can say it is there's an anointing on you. There's a gifting that you bring to the ministry. Other men of God and women that have discernment can see that gifting. And when they see that gifting, God gives them the language to give to you to confirm that gifting. And that should be in a dictionary. And thank God that we're recording, because I don't think I could even say that again. But anyway, that's how it is. People can see the anointing in you. You bring certain gifts to the ministry. People with discernment that have a gift in prophecy and in word of knowledge are able to see those things in you, and God gives them a message or gives them confirmment for you that to encourage you and to help mold you and where you should go. At no time they tell you where to go run off and do stuff, because that's when it's wrong. Specifically when they give you specifics like that, kind of gets into the flesh there. Kind of does. The other thing is, my friends, that I visited with friends. I visited with several friends. I visited with about 3 or 4 people, told them what I felt and what I heard and stuff. And everybody that I talked to was like, yeah, of course, David, we see you doing that. Of course, Reb, that's you. You're always talking to couples and trying to fix relationships. And they just see, I see you doing that. You'll be good at that. And I just didn't want to be labeled a counselor or marriage counselor, because I just felt the stigmatism on it or whatever. It just didn't seem like that was what I wanted to do. I mean, it wasn't going to be my full calling. I was like, well, you know, I know I'm supposed to preach. Well, the next year later, that's when they said I was going to be associate pastor. And I think that it's good. I know that the door did open up for that. And I talked to a couple of people, and they all agreed that I should be pastoring as well. And so what I did was I started to pray about it. I went to get confirmation and pray and talk to people that knew me and knew of who I was and how my heart was and how I operated and how things worked in my life. And I sat there and I let them talk to me and tell me what they thought. And everything confirmed the two things about the church stuff and about the counseling stuff. Amazing, though. But you have to be able to pray. Everything needs to be brought in prayer. Your prayer is going to strengthen you. Your prayer is going to make things happen for you. I shared this before. Billy Graham once told a Christian network when he was getting an interview, and he is in his elderly age time right now, like recently, like within the last 2 years, 3 years, they interviewed him, and they asked him what would his, if as he looks back in his entire portfolio of ministry, as he looks back at everything that's happening around him, what would he tell someone, or what would be the thing he would like to change if he could change anything? I mean, there's a lot of good that he did, a lot of good things that came through his ministry and through his life, a lot of doors he opened for other ministers and ministries. What would he change? What one thing would he be able to make different? And as he paused just for a few seconds, not even long, thinking about it, he just said that I can pray more and that I can read my Bible more. That was the thing that he suggested. There is the greatest man of God that this nation has seen, Billy Graham, and that the world has seen, in my opinion. And I could tell you why, but basically his longevity, his heart, there's no scandals rocking his boat, his integrity. And he kept his message simple. Souls, changing lives. Greatest man of God, I think. Now, he said one thing that just shocked everybody in the studio. The people that were doing the interview and the audience stood quiet when he said, pray and read the Bible more. And they're thinking, man, this is Billy Graham. This is the guy that basically can teach you anything out of the Bible, can teach you anything out of the Word of God. This guy needs to read more and pray more. Come on. And true enough, it's true. He's like, I get so busy, so many deadlines, so many things I gotta do. I just don't get the same sitting down, praying quality time that I need. So my friends, right now, when it's not as crazy, and it may be crazy already in your life, in ministry, in business, it is time to pray more. It is time to open up that Bible and make things happen. You have to be able to take your time in front of God. You have to make yourself available for the Lord. We're going to go to a quick commercial about our ministry. We'll be right back. We'll be right back in just a minute. God bless.
I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time, have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics, and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one. one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Hi, this is David Yannis, the host of Midwatcher at the Rev and the station manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just want to take a few minutes to talk to the pastors out there and the ministers out there and the missionaries out there and the Bible teachers out there that have these books all stored up inside their brain, stored up on their material, stored up on their computer desk that have not been able to get published or have not been able to even get out to the public in any form. I have a publishing department. It is called Rev Media Publishing. It is a subsidiary of Revelation Ministries. It has been publishing a book since 2005. We've been able to create templates, been able to typeset, be able to get ISDNs, we've been able to get all the information that you need to get your book published. This is a great opportunity for those people that do have books that are ready to go. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com to find out more information about our programs, more information about our packages. But let me tell you this. Many of us have sermons that have been preached, and we have written down. How about you take those sermons, you put them together, and you make yourself a book. And you get this book, and this book is available to millions of people through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, through your own website, through our website, and his network around the world. Wouldn't God want the Word of God that he gave you inspirationally to put that sermon together available again and again and again and again? Not only is it a tape or a CD, but it's in book format, and you can take it anywhere. You don't need no electronic devices, just a little bit of light, and you can read your book. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com. Hi, this is David Yannis, host of Midwatcher at the Rev, and General Station Manager for Rev Media Network. Just want to tell you about GodChristianTalent.com. Again, that is GodChristianTalent.com. It is a website that has a database full of actors, actresses, models, singers, people that have unusual talent, or just any normal talent from any normal Christian person that wants to be used by God. GodChristianTalent.com. They could be just help workers. It could be anything that you need. If you can just go ahead and log on at GodChristianTalent.com and view what we have on there. God bless you. Thank you. You've been listening to RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily, 24/7, on your online connection.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis. Sorry the commercials went a little long there, but I was trying to get some material that I knew I had and wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything on the three P's, as I call them. This is the three P's, which is pray, plan, and perform. I just want to make sure that you got everything, and I pretty much believed that it's important that you read your Word of God as well when you're trying to pray and get what you need. I remember there's this time in the Bible in my life when I needed to find something out. I was in the Navy and I really didn't know where to go and what to do when I was getting out. And I mean, there's plenty of opportunities, I think I shared this before, to stay in California in Long Beach area and Orange County, and to stay out there and to be with my friends and to pray and to join in a ministry out there and do great things. And then I was struggling because my brother and my sister were back home, and my sister just gave her heart to Christ and just started to follow God, and my brother was not following God at that time, and we're all praying about him and praying for him. And then God, just through the Word of God, just came and showed me something that was so important to me when I was praying. I was praying and praying, trying to figure out where I could actually fit in and go home. And it brought me to a certain scripture, and I can't seem to find it right now as I'm talking to you, but it's about the little boy. About that little boy that was with demons. Not that I had demons. No, not that. But that he was so he was attacked so much in his body, and he was so overwhelmed, and he was just taken out. And then he asked God after Jesus healed him, and after Jesus talked to him, he asked Jesus what he should do, where should he go, and Jesus told him that he should go home and share with his friends the great things that God had done with him. And I'm trying to find that scripture for you because it is a good scripture. It gave me a lot of insight, and that was early when I was about 21 or so, trying to figure out about what God was trying to tell me to do. It just threw things completely into perspective for me. And I think that a lot of us need that. Sometimes we need it directly from the Word of God. You're going to get those prayers answered. You will. And you will get those prayers answered in the Word of God. Sometimes it does not come through the Word of God. So it just comes into you just praying and praying and believing that things are going to happen. And I think, let me find this for you here. This is in 39. This is in Luke 8. 39, and I don't know if it's the right one because I think Mark's the one that has it. Mark 5, 1 through 6. So Luke 8, 39 or Mark 5, 1 through 6. Let's see on Mark 5, 1 through 6. And it was in my King James. And let's see. Here it is. And it's Mark 5. Verse 19, and this is after, let's go read 18 first. And when he was coming to the ship, that he had been possessed with the devil, he prayed and he said that he might be with him. And how be it Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and had compassion on thee. When I read that scripture, I was praying and praying and praying for the longest. I was praying because I knew my time was coming short, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know if I should stay or go home. And I prayed and I prayed and prayed and believed that God would show me. And then I was reading my Bible, and I, like I said before, I would always read 13 chapters a day at that time. 13 chapters at night, 13 chapters sometimes in the evening. Sometimes I would read even during lunch. I was constantly in the Word of God. And I read that scripture many times. But then I was reading and praying, and God brought me to that chapter, that verse. And I read it, and it said, how be it? Jesus suffered him, but saith unto him. And it was real simple. It said, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. I took that in my heart so much, and I knew that God was speaking to me right there through the scriptures. Now, sometimes you're not going to get that answer through the scriptures. You're not going to get that answer that you're going to need. But a lot of times you will. So you need to pray. You need to pray. And then you need to plan it out. I was told by a friend that, and I was trying to figure out where we're going to go do different things for the ministry. And I met with him at one of his events. And he looked at me and said, David, do you got a plan? I'm like, huh? Do you got a plan? Do you have a plan where you're going to be in 5 years? Do you have a plan where you're going to be in 10 years? Do you have a plan where you're going to be in 15 years? I told him, I got an idea. I have an idea where I would be. I have an idea of how things are going to supposed to work out. And he looked at me and said, no, son. I love you a whole bunch, so I'm going to tell you this. Make a plan. And when you're about in your mid-20s, early 20s, you really don't know what you're going to plan out. You know you want to preach. You know you want to travel. But you don't know exactly what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. I tell you, it's important that you make a plan. It's important that you plan out what you're going to do. I share with you when we started the station that I made sure that I had a plan, that I was not going back on the radio again without a plan.
it wasn't good enough just to be on the air. But I had to have an endpoint, had to have a goal what we're trying to accomplish. We weren't just going to blast our signal out there, which we could. I want to make sure that we had the right things going. There was a time in our ministry that we needed to meet a need met, and it just wasn't coming in. And I told my wife that me and her both have to agree. We have to agree what's going to happen next with this church and with this ministry. What's the plan we're going to do? And then we had to perform it. And we planned it. And I remember it was during the transition time and what we're going to do with the church and stuff, and about me getting some more things moving in business-wise as well. And I tell you what, we stuck to the plan. We stuck to the plan. And no matter when things got gray or when things got, you know, crazy, I mean crazy around you, and when things got to the point where you just were frustrated with everything, we stuck to the plan. Because we knew if we stood on the plan that we prayed about, that we believed about, that we trusted God, and when we prayed and prayed that we got the idea where he wanted us to do next, and we prayed about it, and we put together everything we had to do to get to that point, and then we just performed it and trusted God was going to meet the rest of the way, and God was going to take care of everything else. We allowed him to do that. We allowed him to take control when we put ourselves into the plan that he has for us. And it's important. You have to seek God out for yourself. No one else can do it for you. You have to do it. It's not up to anyone else. It's only up to you. So I want to encourage you on that, that you have to plan it out. And the next thing is you have to perform it. You have to honestly believe and trust that that's what God has you to do, that you keep to your plan. No matter what, you stick to the plan. You stick to the plan. Because I think that you have to have an idea where you want to be in the next 5 years. You have to have a plan of where you want to be in the next. It's like anything. Any kind of marketing, any type of business. If you go and try and get a business loan right now, I'm going to tell you this. The first thing they're going to ask you is, well, what's your plan? And you're going to look at them and go, huh? You have to believe that you need a plan if you're going to get a loan. They're not just going to say, oh, I want to open a restaurant. Well, what kind of restaurant? What's your clientele? How often are you going to be open? What are you going to serve? What's going to be your average price per plate? How many plates is it going to take you to sell before you make your budget? Oh, by the way, what's your budget? What are you going to spend it on? How are you going to advertise? What kind of revenue do you see in the first year? How about in 3 years when this loan matures? All this kind of information, all this kind of stuff is going to be thrown at you when you go and apply for a loan at a bank for a commercial loan to put money on to start a business or whatever. So what I'm saying is that God wants your plan. In Habakkuk, I think it's 2:2. Habakkuk 2:2. It tells you to write the plan on the wall. And I'm trying to get to it. Trying to find it. And I can't seem to find it. So just give me a brief second here. And we'll have it for you. Amen. Habakkuk 2:2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Write the vision and make it plain that he upon tables that he may run and that readeth it. Now, if we look in the New International Version, well, not the New International Version, the New American Standard Version, which I've been getting some good stuff out of this, so
It's good to use. I'm all King James. I'm all for it. I use it on all my shows. Use it when I preach. But there's sometimes you get a little bit stronger reading if you use certain translations. And just give me a minute while I find it again. Found it in one Bible, but I can't find it in the other. And you just need to make sure that you're putting it down. It's important to write it out. And so it's important just not to write anything. You need to really pray and find out that. And sometimes you may have to pray several times to find out where you can get it, where you can make things happen. Sorry, here it is, Habakkuk 2:2. Then the Lord answered me and said, "Record the vision and scribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run with it." That's pretty good. It's almost the same thing. I like the write, the vision part. So the King James wins today. The King James wins today on this one. We're going to believe this, and we're going to read it one more time. And the Amplified, if I can get this without falling on my head like yesterday, we're going to believe God that He is going to bring you some knowledge in today's show. And it's 2:2, it reads, "The Lord said, The Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly, as he moves quick by. That is what it needs to say. Let's read this again. And we can go ahead and make this one our scripture of the day. So our scripture of the day is Habakkuk 2:2. "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by." Amen. That is in the Amplified Bible, Habakkuk 2:2. That was our scripture of the day. Amen. Amen. I think the recorder just went out. Oh well. We keep going, brothers. We keep going, sisters. Not a problem. Not a problem. So you have to write it down. And the reason you have to write it down is so you stay focused. And you stay within the parameters of your plan. Because you can easily be taken around and moved around and done a lot of things. So our goal in this ministry is to continue in the way that we're going, but we're streamlining a lot of stuff. We're trying to make it a little bit more easy for you to get to our websites. And we're concentrating on four things, which is, of course, the network, Rev Media Network, and the publishing, which is Rev Media Publishing, or Publishing Christian Authors, .com. Okay, and that's Rev Media Network, .com. The other thing is that we're constantly trading on keepinmymarriage.com. It's our counseling site. So we're going to concentrate on that kind of stuff. And then, of course, Revelation Ministries, which is our umbrella for everything. We're going to concentrate on that as well, which is basically the outreach parts of our ministry. And, of course, I still pastor and everything. But the thing is, you need to pray, plan, and perform. The performing part's the hardest part. You think the praying part's hard. And then the planning part's pretty hard. Pretty hard. Because you got to figure out where you're going to go, and technology's always changing. Ideas are always getting improved. And that's a good thing. Your plan needs to be open to where things can be added to it. It can't be closed where you can't add things to it.
You need to have be open. You need to make a plan that is good. We're gonna probably talk about that another day, talking about how to make your show, how to make your plan good, how to make it strong, and how to make things moving on it, and how to make things really strong on it, because you need to be able to make a good plan. And as soon as I find a guest that will call when we need them to call on this particular subject, it's difficult sometimes to find a guest that would like to be able to talk on different subjects, so that is available, because we do our show in the midday of the week, and everybody's pretty busy. So, and I like this time slot because we get a lot of listeners that are just at home or at work or running around, and they just can listen to us. We have people listen to us on their PSP, the little players, the little video game players as well. So that's awesome, I think. I think that's really awesome that people can listen to us in that way and in that fashion. So when you pray and when you plan, that's pretty hard. It's sometimes to get what you want and to be satisfied in your heart with what you get. It's a task. But also when you get the plan and you've prayed of the plan and you know it's genuine and it's from God and it's not just from you, it's going to be part of it. It's going to be from you because it's part of you, of course. But the hardest thing is to be able to perform it. I think so. The scheduling the task, doing what you got to do, making it things happen all the time, and staying within your guidelines, your own personal guidelines and God's guidelines in your plan. That could be very, very difficult. That could be very, very troublesome. Well, my friends, that's the whistle for today. I think that we are out of time. I appreciate you taking the time to hear the program. I hope you got some good stuff from the show. Remember that you need to pray, plan, and perform. We know that there's submission and availability. Those are two most important things when you're going to be working under someone else for the Lord. But praying, plan, and perform, those are three things that are essential to building your relationship. Remember also to get prayer time with your pastors and with yourself to get to your heart where you need to be. Because at times, that we have different ideas and stuff of how much time we need to get to pray and to get before God. Some people say they only pray for 15 minutes. Well, I think you need to pray for 30 minutes to an hour, and that's a daily basis, and to get really in front of God, to get comfortable. Now, if you prayed for hours and hours before and you had to scale back because of time issues, because of work and other things you're doing, then there's totally understand. But there's times where you just stay completely in that day with God. At least for me, it is. At least for me, it is. Thank you, my friends, for listening to our show, and thank you for tuning in today. I hope you come in tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on the Midwatch. God bless.